Hello, everybody. Welcome to It Was Tuesday. I'm James Chen, a.k.a. J. Chenzor, and I am your host here. We are going to talk about something a little funny here. I just want to talk about Street Fighter VI's launch. Because is that the most perfect fighting game launch that we have had in most recent years? Because I've been talking about how we are in the golden age of fighting. This is a great time to be fighting. We got a new Street Fighter. We got a new Tekken. We got a new Mortal Kombat. And just recently, Tekken 8 just had a patch. And man, I see a lot of people mad about this patch. I see a lot of people complaining about netcode. MK1 has just had gobs of complaints. Obviously, you know, the rumors that it was rushed out. And so there was a lot of things wrong with it. But this also came up because, you know, on a tweet recently, I was like, go play Undernight, go play Undernight, go play Undernight. And what happened was a lot of people were like, Undernight didn't work. And I was like, what are you talking about? I play it on PC all the time. It's fine. And they're like, yeah, Undernight was broken for the first week. Hey, what's up, Sad Geef? Thank you for the raid. And I was just like, but that was a week. And most people are like, it was too late. First impression means everything. Game not playing anymore. And I was like, what the hell? Like, it had a bad first week and now nobody's playing it? What? And it's wild because I started thinking about that. And I was like, what were the biggest complaints on Street Fighter VI's launch? JP. I think it was just the people hated fighting JP, but World Tour worked. And World Tour, if you guys know anything about QA, World Tour could have been a nightmare, a disaster. If you're creating a mode where you can choose any character's moveset, normals, pair them up with any special moves, put them in multiple sizes and widths of characters and stuff, that is just a recipe for bugs and death. But the fact that World Tour actually runs as smoothly as it does, honestly, is nothing short of a miracle. You know, Battle Hub worked really, really well when the game first came out. The netcode has been pretty consistently flawless this entire time. And, I mean, we could even play ranked without having to do any weird lobbies. We've got the you know, just do it from training mode, from menus, et cetera, et cetera. Street Fighter VI has actually, like, has had one of the best launches of fighting game history, I feel like. Because, like, I swear every game has had problems. And it is such an issue because it kills games so badly. I mean, KOF having that matchmaking problem in KOF for so long, I mean, was probably the number one demise for KOF 15, honestly. I know a lot of people were complaining about Melty Blood's netcode. Like I said, the Undernight thing for just 1 week on PC seems to have killed the entire PC scene for Undernight. You know, the fact that Street Fighter VI came out so good, like, I dared say that it's just absolutely one of the best launches in recent memory. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like, what can fighting games do to solve this problem? Make sure they don't suffer this, because, like I said, right now, I mean, I am just seeing a lot of frustration and anger from MK1 and Tekken 8 players. Tekken 8 players, like I said, I know they're complaining about the netcode and stuff, but, you know, they're talking about how the patch broke things. A lot of people seem to be just really unhappy with the system mechanics and stuff, but I don't count that. But, you know, I have heard complaints about the netcode, and I heard the patch did break a few things, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if you're, like, for example, if you're SNK right now, and you're looking at City of the Wolves, like, you had better make sure that shit comes out smooth. If it's coming out early 2025, we need some betas, man. We need some online betas. We need online betas now. Oh, man. Now, obviously, a lot of people were mad about, you know, costume release timing. A lot of people are saying that Capcom did a poor job maintaining that good streak. But still, it's rare to have a fighting game come out, you know, in a situation where it's just really, really, really solid like this. So, so MK1 and Tekken 8 both made claims that nothing was wrong with launch until players got more time on them. I haven't heard that part. I know MK, a lot of people were frustrated with a lot of what was going on with MK.
I
mean, City of the Wolves, I mean, that's what a lot of KOF players are scared about, Little Akiba Games, who says SNK sees City of the Wolves, not KOF 15, as their SF6 competitor. I mean, a lot of KOF players are scared that this means there's not going to be a Season 3. Yeah, Douglas says, you know, my only gripes are the MTX practices, like the cap coins, the buy characters only. This is something that we're all dealing with every game now. It's so hard to get away from these games with battle passes and all these things like that. It's pretty crazy. What is the Tekken 8 micro post launch? What is that? Oh, you're talking about the microtransactions after launch, basically, that it wasn't there from the get-go. Feels a little scummy to you, Guts. Is that what you mean? Okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, so it was like, hey, look, this game doesn't have microtransactions. You know? I wouldn't say SNK is better than Capcom at supporting multiple games. It's just that the last time Capcom has tried to make multiple games, they've been not successful. Street Fighter Cross Tekken and MVCI, let's face it, both were kind of bombs in a lot of ways. So, what is there another fighting game besides City of the Wolves that we know is coming out? Weird that that's the only game I can think about that's coming out, but I feel like SNK really has to focus on that. Make sure the launch of that game is really important, really solid, because we can see what it did. Street Fighter VI had a huge boom, right? 2XK. But do we 2XKO, like, when's that coming out? Did they announce it? I forgot. I always feel like 2XKO is coming soon. They did announce a release date. But 2XKO, 2XKO especially had better have a strong launch with the giant budget that it has from Riot. And like I said, as I've discussed, how they're going to have this crazy new net code, I think is going to be super, super important. I really, really do hope that 2XKO, City of the Wolves both come out swinging out the gates like Street Fighter VI did. It's very rare that you have a game come out like that. And one of the reasons why I want to bring it up is because, you know, I really want to give Capcom credit for that. I really, really, really want to give Capcom credit for what they were able to accomplish for Street Fighter VI. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be, you know, like mad about costumes or balance, or I hate drive rushes, or this game sucks, whatever. I'm not caring about that. From an objective standpoint, you know, oftentimes we don't talk about this. This is why I keep bringing up the fact that Arxis actually backported rollback netcode into Exerd as being just like one of the most amazing things. I feel like we don't talk about companies doing good enough. And so I just kind of wanted to take the opportunity to really praise Capcom for their release. Again, World Tour came out, was really good, wasn't messed up. Olaf, my tenant, has put, like, I think he said he's like up to 400 hours in World Tour now or something crazy like that. That might be an exaggeration, but I think he said that at one point in time. But, it just came out really well. Now, I do feel like Battle Hub is missing some stuff that they probably want to do more. Like, I don't think the DJ booth is probably quite to what they wanted. They have that giant screen where you can sit in chairs and it does absolutely nothing. I wonder if they had planned to stream some tournaments on there at some point in time, but That hasn't happened yet. Sure, there's a lot of things that they wanted to add more into it, but, you know, one, pandemic, and two, you got to get the game out eventually. So I don't know if they're going to add these features in the future or something like that. But yeah, a lot of people are frustrated with the slow release of DLC in Street Fighter VI. Obviously, they have to do more work because they also have all the world tour stuff that they got to keep adding to the game as well, so it's not just about making the characters. But hopefully they get into a flow and that we get at least like five, if not six, five characters a year or something like that. So past month people talk shit about Mortal Kombat. It's a lot of things. They keep nerfing a lot of the fun things that are too powerful instead of like buffing other stuff. And you know, it's just, oh, the Capcom Cup end was very weird. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened there. So, Battle Hub area with the chairs is to spectate the in-game tournament grand finals. You sit there at the end of tournament spectate. Oh, okay. I mean, I feel like it was a good opportunity to also stream like the actual like CPT online tournaments. I don't know why they don't do that. And yeah, a little Akiba game saying MK1 is a comedy of errors at this point. I'm so far withdrawn from that scene that I actually really have no idea. And like Battle Hub is like the coolest version of that thing that exists, right? So Gut says Battle Hub is pretty cool. I often see people playing on the arcade cabinets with classic games and just hanging out. I like hanging out in the Battle Hub. It's actually one of my favorite ways to play Street Fighter VI, honestly. I just want to take the time to really praise Capcom for a job well done. And that's really all it is, but just a kind of thing to talk about here. Let's hope that fighting game devs understand this now and that releasing things in an untested state is not a good idea, right? Hopefully, you know, in the future we can avoid things. Like I said, Undernight, such a great game. A lot of people on PC tried it first week, it didn't work, and now they're not going back to it because there's so many other fighting games to play. You can't afford to release a subpar fighting game product anymore. You just do not, you cannot do that. So you have to make sure you release a game so that the net code is working, have your beta tests, make sure everything is functioning. I don't know what Capcom did to make sure that their net code was just singing on first day of release. It was amazing that it was like that. When the game first came out, I was like, here comes the crazy broken shit that happens with every fighting game. And it worked, and it was like, what? But, you know, this is something to keep in mind here. There's too many fighting games. If you're not playable conveniently at the start, you're in a bad position. So that's the lesson to learn here. But that's all I really want to say. Nothing too long on this discussion. I think I actually succeeded in trying to make this quick. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching here. Keep playing the fighting games out there. I mean, really, honestly, I really do hope you guys give, if you did play start on PC for Undernight and you got turned off by the problems, please give it another chance if you still own the game. It is a Discord fighter. You're going to have to find people to play through Discord now because there aren't that many people on ranked, but it is a good game. It's really, really fun. Yeah, MK1 where combos worked on player one, but not player two. I remember that. So in any case, hope you're all doing well out there. Hope you guys are enjoying your fighting games. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for hanging out. Yeah, for those of you who this podcast has graced your ears, it has been the most important day of your life. But for me,
it was Tuesday.